All right. So we're doing davening, the Birkos HaShachar, Bezrat Hashem. So we went through the brachos from Matir Asurim up into Mechim Mitzadei Gover. Okay. Yeah. And now, we did those and we explained and the Pashup Shat and thanking Hashem for everything and the fingers working and sitting up and all that. Okay. So there's a Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky Shlita has dozens and dozens of books, and they're all good. He worked for many years with people with addictions, and he writes in one of his books, "I'm not addicted to anything (parentheses) except for writing books." That's not bad. It's not a bad addiction. That not bad is good. That is not a bad addiction to have. No. If you're addicted to writing really good books, you're doing okay. That's what he's addicted to. So his book is on, he has books on Shabbos, books on Tefillah. He has a Sefer on Tefillah. So he says beautiful ideas. So here we go. Notice something. Matir Asurim is present tense or past tense? Matir Asurim. Present. Zokhev Kefufim? Present. Hamechim Mitzadei Gover? Present. It's all present tense. There's one bracha that's past tense. Shasli Koltsarki, that he provided with me all my needs. Very interesting question. So this is the question. The question is, why is that the only one that's past tense? That's a good question. I never thought about it. Why is it past tense? So he gives a nice shot. The one exception is, he was providing me with my needs. Why the change in tenses? You understand the question? Now, by the way, what does Shasli Kotsarki mean? What's the push-up shot? We just said. What does it mean? It refers to what? Shoes. Chazal say that bracha refers to a special thanks to Hashem for shoes. Without shoes, you can't get out there and accomplish anything. So Hashem, you let me put all my needs, whatever I need to do with my life, I do because I have shoes on that I can get out there and do anything. That's what Chazal say the push-up shot is. But why is it past tense? So here's what he says. The first day of Shir, I said there are two things you have to know. Number one, the Torah is perfect. Keep the Torah, everything's good. The Torah is perfect. We have questions fine, the Torah is perfect. Number two, I said, Hashem is also perfect, and Hashem takes care of everything. Hashem runs your life. Healthy, wealthy, what your parents are going to be like, and this, everything, Hashem has a plan for you, and everything that's happening is part of that plan, and Hashem is perfect. So you only have one job in life. What's your one job in life? Make good decisions. Your one job is to make, what'd you say? Shop. Make good decisions. Everything else Hashem takes care of. It's a big yisod, by the way. It changes your whole focus. But Hashem takes care of everything. That's what he says here. He talks with Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha had what we would say is a very hard life, and he was the happiest person around. There are famous stories about him. Reb Zusha Reb Zusha and Reb Elimelech. Yeah, but we are simple humans. Few of us have achieved the spirituality of Reb Zusha. He was sickly, lived in abject poverty. Someone who saw Reb Zusha dressed in tattered clothes asked him, "How can you be sincere in saying the bracha who has provided me with all my needs, Shasli Kotsarki, when you're woefully lacking?" He responded, "Hashem knows what I need more than I do. He must know that one of my needs is poverty." Okay. Now this is a very high level. Reb Zusha, Shervin, listen. We are not Reb Zusha. However, now the paragraph with the check next to it. After time passes, we may see that something which we had thought to be an adversity was actually a blessing. But it came down in disguise. Many things are much clearer when we look through the retrospect scope. Since we are not Reb Zusha, we would be deceiving ourselves if we said the bracha in the present tense, thanking Hashem who provides me with all my needs. Today I don't feel like all my needs have been provided. I can make a list of other things that I'm still lacking. However, as we reflect on the past, we may better recognize the truth. When I did not get the job I applied for, I'm going to get to this, I was bitter. But later I found a much better job with a far better pay. I was lucky I did not get the first job. Or when I lost my job, I thought my war to come to an end. But I went back to school and earned an advanced degree. We are much wiser in hindsight. That is why they formulated the bracha in past tense. We may be able to say with full sincerity that Hashem didn't deprive him for our needs in the past, even though we better recognize it then. Looking back, often you get a different picture. And that's Shasli Kolzarki. Hashem, I trust what you do is good. Ideally, to see it as it's happening, but at least looking back, I trust it's good. A guy applies for a school, and he wants to get into this school, and it's the best school for him. Then he gets, it turns out, woo, this is a little too expensive for me. He doesn't go to that school. And because he didn't go to that school, his whole life changed. His whole life. Not like from here to here, but from like from here to here. Got it? This is, it was, oh, I'm not so, all the way over here to here. So it was the biggest bracha in the world that they didn't get into that school. His whole life. A to Z. But he was upset. Oh my gosh, is my dream come true? It's so expensive. And this, is that clear? So that day, he would have a hard time saying Shosli Kotarki. But today, tomorrow morning, he should start dancing. Before he says that bracha, think about this school. I'm not kidding, by the way. Well, I'm kidding a little bit. Think about that school, Shosli Kotarki, or a job. The first job that I applied for, ever, I got a great job offer. It was out of New York. I was going to get a good salary. My wife was going to work a half day. We were going to buy a house in this place and whatever. We had plans to make. I was going to teach in the high school. You teach in the high school, both of us, good job, good paying job. And we flew down to this place to apply. I stayed there. Whatever. It was great. They wanted us. And I gave up my position in YU. There's a kollel and there's the super kollel, whatever they call it nowadays. You get more money, so I gave it up because I thought it was time to leave and move on. This happened in November. And then in February, we're getting all these vibes that something's a little off. So it turns out the principal wanted us to get the job, but the board wasn't exactly on board. And it turns out that in February, he said, no, I can only offer you a seventh grade job, not a high school job, and a little less money. And I wasn't going to leave New York for that. I don't think it was the right move. So now it's March, and I have nothing. And I already gave up my position, my spot in the YU Cola. So now I have nothing. I'm not going to mention names, but a family member said to me, I told you not to go into chinuch. Look what happens. Your first day. Whatever. Anyway, that happened. Baruch Hashem, that family member is very, very supportive of everything. Anyway, so I was stuck. So I sent out resumes. I'm close with Abelander Shlita from Orheim. So I learned in his kollel all the afternoon, so I learned more. And I taught Gemara Bekiyas in his high school when it opened that year. And one school said yes, Sheva High School in Queens. I got 10 hours a week, which is not a full-time job, 2 hours a day. I was like a sub, I taught Halacha, I taught Parsha. My Parsha books came from those. Okay, and it worked out, 12th grade was open. So I spent 2 years teaching 12th grade at Teva High School in Queens. And it turns out that job wasn't close to being the perfect job. I scared you on Shabbos. You weren't close to right, remember that? You were exactly right. When you gave the answer at Shalosh Shittos? Yeah. I said, Dovi's not close to being right. He's exactly right. That was good. I know. Dovi was getting nervous. My kids said, how'd you do that? I said, no, it was okay. It wasn't, that job wasn't close to the perfect job for me. It was the perfect job for me. Because when I made Aliyah, I work in the girls, that 12th grade job was literally the perfect springboard to make Aliyah and to get the jobs I have here at Baruch Bez Hashem. So literally, losing that job that I had originally was completely, totally the very best thing that could have happened to me, without any question. Now I'm lucky that I saw that. What he said here, when I did not get the job I applied for, I was bitter. This is me. But later I found out this is exactly me. Sha'asli Koltsarki is past tense because you're supposed to at least try to look back and say, oh, you know what, looking back, looking back, look how Hashem's taking care of me. Look how Hashem's taking care of me. Baruch Hashem, you guys are here. You hear Shana Betz. People have this question, people have that. But look what you're holding now. You somehow got here. Baruch Hashem, what you're holding now, take advantage of the opportunities and make good decisions. It's a beautiful pshat. That Shasli Kotsarki is hard to say in present tense, but it's easier to say in past tense. And that's why, in other words, opening your fingers, Hashem, I see, oh, my fingers are matzirasrim, I see them open. I sit up straight, it's okay, kafufim, that I can do. That you see. Fakiachirim, you can see. But also he called Sarki, now really, you're supposed to get to the level where it's present tense too. But that's, that level might be a little challenging, but at least looking back, whoa, look what happened here. That was the best thing that could have happened to me. That this happened and that happened. And again, if you make bad decisions and bad things happen, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the outside stuff. People, this is Shasli Kotsarki. That's why it's past tense. That's a big yeso. Okay. What? He lost that job. Oh my gosh, his business is in trouble. He finds another job that's a little less. And he lives 30 years longer. Literally lives 30 years longer. This happens in real life all the time. People get so caught up. Or in the first job, he has no time for his kids at all. No time for his wife at all. And so, I'm not saying it's easy, but when you look back, you see these things, and you should try, and you should look for them, and try to find them. Those stories happen in real life. People, they lost their job, and then it turns out the new job, a little less money, but their whole life is better. People take a step back. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to think more. Spend more time with my family. So this is it's the right approach.
Learning. I'm sorry.
I want to answer Gabi's question. We've answered it before. We'll answer it again. You gave the answer. Two answers. Either one fits. Both fits. Number one. Answer number one to Gabi's, how do you fit it all? The answer is the big rock, little rock, mushel. This is Stephen Covey's mushel. This mushel is not good. This mushel is perfect. Correct. You have a 6-inch bucket. You have 3 5-inch rocks. And you have 2 inches of pebbles. Put the pebbles in first. Then put the rocks in, and they stick out. They don't fit. You put the big rocks in first, then you pour the pebbles in. It fits on the side, the crevices. You have to have priorities, and if you start with, it works. It works. A, it works because it works. B, it works. Hashem wants you to succeed. There is time. Now, sometimes you have to decide, do I have time to watch, 3 hours of NBA every night? So, and the answer is, if you want to have time, for decent davening, good davening, you want to have time for your wife, which you must have time, that we've discussed. You want to have time for your kids, which you must have time for. And you want to have time for some learning, which you must have time for. And exercise, and relaxing, which you have to have time for. If your marriage is healthy, and your marriage will be healthy.
Amen.
Then that will keep on. Then the relaxing and spending time with your wife goes together. There is time. It's not true there's not time. There is time. You have to change our priorities a little bit. A question from one of my sparring in a footnote. I said, a person who has a proper forget about the content on TV. You shouldn't have time for 2 hours of TV. There's too much to do. That's muscle number one. Muscle number two is Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky, Shlita. This is the President's Room muscle. Sam Schefter is on a business trip, and he comes. He needs a place to sleep. The hotel guy says, the clerk says, sorry, no room in the hotel. He says, any room? No room in the hotel. Let me speak to your manager. Manager comes out, says, I'm sorry, Mr. Schefter. I know you said it first. There's no rooms in the hotel. So Sam says, look, if the president came right now, you wouldn't find him a room? He said, I'll tell you, Mr. Schefter, look, if the president came, I'd find him a room. Good. He's not coming. I'll take his room. That is a perfect mushel. Aronoff likes it. That is a perfect mushel. If the president came, you'd find him a room. If the president came, you'd find him a room. If you're convinced that davening and spending time with your wife and spending time with your kids and relaxing a little and learning are all the president, then you find time. And you do find the time. You do. And everything else, you fit in where it fits in. That's the answer to your question. There is time, but it means a flip in priorities. And at this stage in your life, it sometimes means making that little shift, who the chevra is, how I spend my free time, that little shift, that's a huge deal. And it's very possible, and you can do it. You can do it. Part of it means marrying, we discussed finding the right wife who shares your ideals. You can, that's what we're talking about. You can do it, but these are important mushrooms. And this is the way it is. It's very possible to do, and there's no other option. We're going to talk about this on Thursday, believe me, they're about spending time with kids. You have to have time. You have to make time for that. And, yes, what do you got, Sam?
Right next to you. In a second. Ralph, there are two famous quotes. Thumbs up. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Man plans and God laughs.
Right.
And man's plan B is God's plan A.
Okay, very nice. Leave it. Well said. Good. We'll leave it.
Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would often tell a similar story. He originally wanted to be an artist, and he applied to a certain art school. He was a young man at the time, teenager, and he was told that he would have to work on Shabbos, and that he wouldn't do, so he didn't go to that school. His first two jobs he applied to be a teacher, also at a young age, in his early 20s, he was turned down, and one of them was he applied for a job at a school where one of his previous rebbeim was an administrator. And he really thought he'd get that job, but he didn't get it. And in the end, because he didn't get those jobs when he was in his early 20s, he ended up almost by default heading off to Slobodka at the age of 24. And he was in Slobodka for 6 years, from 24 to 30. And that helped him become mamish, one of the leading rabbanim, gedolim of the generation. It's a fabulous story. His great disappointment was mamish, the best thing Hashem could have done for him. That is sha'asa li kol tzarki. To believe it in the present is the highest level, but at least we should train ourselves to know, looking back, either we'll see it now, or eventually we'll see, looking back, Hashem, everything you've done for me is for my benefit ultimately. Shasali Koltsarki.